I've had. And I thought about that, that what I was looking at this thing that, that Geraldo, do you ever see that? Well, Geraldo is a wonderful speaker, and he has organized groups that meet him on the afternoon, and they talk about the things that need to be redressed in American society.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the people who works with him and so forth is called Oprah, and she's a colored
mm-hmm. woman.
It's a really very educational program. And Mama Lou, I always think of Mama Lou and how the treatment she got. Why, we would no more have sassed her or been impudent or anything like that
mm-hmm.
to Mama Lou. She was treated like just like any elderly member of the family would be, showing every bit of respect.
Mm-hmm.
And we loved her. And my mother would go away to Brunswick, maybe to spend a day. She did all of her shopping and all in Brunswick. And she would go to Brunswick and leave us, and Mama Lou would take as good care of us as if she was one of the family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it makes me indignant when I hear about how the Yankees, how the Southerners, the colored people were treated. They have a place of their own. I'm sure you were Southern enough to know, to remember all of that.
Right.
And she was a menial too. She filled the lights, the kerosene lights in the daytime. She came in the morning and we put all the oatmeal. We had oatmeal for breakfast every day. And she did the cooking, but she also was a member of the family.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when we went away, Mama Lou brought her bed in and slept in the room with us. And, you know, she was just like...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was always... and after the war, up to the time that I was grown, the colored people who had been the slaves came back and my aunt kept a cot. She kept a cot and it was kept in she had a lot of things that were kept all together in the stable. Wrote little rooms. And the stable was a storage place. And those people knew that there was a cot in that storage place, and they had bedding and everything they wanted if they wanted to come and visit. And up to the time I was grown, the old colored people were coming. And
mm-hmm.
and when my grandmother, whenever they had a baby or whenever they had an illness or anything like that, my grandmother, they called, Miss Kate, you've got to come. So it's so sick. And they'd come to the house and beg. Well, they didn't have to beg her to come. But
she'd give them medicine and...
What?
Would she give them medicine and so forth?
Yes. And she'd stay with them and nurse them. Not
mm-hmm.
really nurse them, but tell them what to do and be there. There was no doctor in the place
mm-hmm.
on St. Simon's. It wasn't built up like it is now.
What about the babies? When you and your sister were born, did they have a doctor or...?
Oh, we had a doctor. He was employed by the mill, and he had married a relative of ours, and he was like a second father to us. Yes, whenever any one of us had fever or anything, they called doctor immediately. His name was Meldrum, and he was kin to the Meldrum family of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
One of them wrote poetry and things of that kind.